Elsewhere in Georgia today, the family of Ahmaud Arbery saw his alleged killers face-to-face inside of a federal courtroom for the very first time. It all happened just one day after state leaders repealed the Civil War-era law permitting citizens' arrest in Georgia. Today, the three men charged in his death heard the hate crime charges against them and the punishment they could face if convicted.
News Nation's Felicia Bolton has the details on what happened inside the courtroom today. Felicia.
Well, we know no cameras were allowed inside of that courtroom, which is why we're showing you the sketches. The three men are already facing murder charges from the state for last year's fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery. They all pled not guilty to those crimes, but today they answered to the federal hate crime charges now against them.
For the first time, Gregory McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Rhodey Bryan appeared in person in front of a federal judge on Tuesday. No cameras were allowed inside the courtroom. The three men entered not guilty pleas on federal hate crime and attempted kidnapping charges connected to the 2020 death of Ahmaud Arbery. The 25-year-old man was gunned down February 23rd last year while jogging in a Georgia neighborhood just outside of Brunswick. The men claimed they were conducting a citizen's arrest, which at the time was legal in Georgia. The federal hearing was the first time Arbery's family saw the faces of the alleged killers in person in court.
Thank all the people that support my family in this, and I just want to tell them that when the feds stepped in, it took a big relief off our family because we know justice is close to getting justice for my son.
It was a moment where I wanted to break down, but I remained strong. It's hard being in a room with people that you know that's taking your loved one from you.
Tomorrow, the defense plans to present evidence in federal court detailing Ahmaud's past and his mental health.
I'm really not going to speak on Ahmaud's mental health. What I can say is that Ahmaud was a great person. He didn't bother anybody. He stayed in his lane. He was caring. He had a big heart. So no matter what he had going on in his past, he didn't deserve to die.
As the federal case just begins to start, a major change is happening in the state case against the three men. Lee Merritt, an attorney for the family, says a new prosecution team will take over the state's murder case following the exit of lead prosecutor Jesse Evans, who is leaving the Cobb County DA office.
We're trusting them to rebuild as the case goes forward, but it is a setback for us.
Merritt says the family wants the men to get life in prison without the possibility of parole. And despite losing their loved one, the family believes his case can help others fighting racial injustice.
And the McMichaels are also charged with felony murder and aggravated assault on a state level. William Bryan faces a murder charge as well. The three men's federal trial is set for October of this year. Ernie.